I guess we won't touch anything.
All right. All right. Let's start this game over then.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good panel. All
right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So now that everyone went deaf, basically.
All right.
Why? Yeah. Exactly. Right. All right. Let me start the recording again. Okay.
There we go. I might.
Huh?
You have a hard time.
No, we're good now.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. You ready for the intro again, guys?
Yeah!
Here we go. All right. You guys are going to be in for a treat tonight as you're going to try to win a bunch of awesome stuff. So live from Furcation Land 2024, welcome to Pass the Yen! Yeah! All right. Okay, good. And there you go. That's the music from the original 1978 game show, basically.
Yes.
That was on CBS for only a whopping 3 months, basically. So. Okay. So here's how the gameplay works, basically. If you guys are not aware, basically, here's how we do it. Okay. For you guys that have not seen this before, so this game is basically based off of a short-lived 1978 game show called Pass the Buck. It was a very quick-paced game show where it goes to a last-man survival type of format. How we do it is, you contestants that are up on stage here, you're the only ones on stage, but that's a good thing because you might have more than one shot to play at this thing. You must keep giving correct answers to a question that I give you from my left to right, and then going back to you, and it keeps going until someone basically falters. And we play a practice round to make sure you guys know how the game works. If you get an unacceptable or duplicate answer, or you take too long to give an answer, you get buzzed out. And then the next player after you has a chance to eliminate the previous player that faltered by giving their own correct answer to the same question. All the money that you basically accumulate is based off the correct answers that you give. Any correct answer establishes money in an established bank. The bank will start at 100 yen. It goes up by 25 yen for every correct answer, but once we reach certain intervals, it then goes up by more. So once you reach certain checkpoints, if you keep giving correct answers, you will definitely earn a lot of money. Those are the increments that it goes by. The gameplay ends when there's only one person left out of the four that basically won, that wins the main game. Once they win the main game, they go into a bonus round to try to win additional 5,000 yen on top of all of that. This is a single person survival game where only the lone survivor can stay again for another main game after the bonus round. If the same person makes it to the bonus round more than once in consecutive games, every bonus round at that point going forward is worth 10,000 instead of 5,000. I'm telling you right now, if you want a pair of AirPods, though, that'll be exactly worth 25,000 yen. Okay? All money can be used to buy prizes from the prize table. Here we go. So, let me just... That's fine. As long as I can... Here, you guys, now, let me actually make sure. That's loud enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially fine. Sitting right here.
Yeah. No, that's good. No, we should be good. Okay. All right. So basically, here's how the overall gameplay is going to work. I'm going to start off with a practice question. We'll see how you guys do with it, and then we'll go from there. All right. So start this game. Hey, Richard. Richard is going to be my judge.
Yes.
He wants to be my judge again. Nothing has changed as far as the questions go. They're all exactly the same as the year before. Does anyone have a pen?
I got someone somewhere.
Do we still have my notes from this?
Probably. No, I think I'm... I think
oh,
I,
yeah. Pen over here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Take a question
sure
pack.
Buys.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Whole box over there.
I didn't even see them.
Let me move my stuff over here. Okay. That. Wow, I think the software update on me. Okay. No, I don't want to do. No. Do not upgrade that. Okay. Okay. To start off with, basically, I'm going to just start a practice question. Give me someone's name that begins with the letter M.
Mike.
Yep.
Mark.
Uh-huh.
Magnolia.
Oh, okay, for this question, sure.
Mandy.
Yep.
Mayonnaise.
No, I'm not giving you that. So if every correct answer would be like this, a ding, but if you get an incorrect answer, all right, so now if you give a correct answer, he gets eliminated.
Marvin.
Yep, that works. So that would have been correct. No, that would have been correct, not incorrect. There we go. Okay, so that would have been correct. Obviously, you would have then been eliminated, then we would have had three people left, and we would go on to a different question at that point. Now, there's some little twists and turns, basically, as we go through the game itself. Certain questions, basically, have a certain limit of right answers. For a question like that one, for example, there really wasn't, like... I really wouldn't say there's, like, a specific amount of correct answers for that one. It's kind of, like, up in the air as far as, like, how many correct answers were good for that one. But some basically do have limits. If you reveal all of the ones that are that have the limits on them, you basically all survive the question in a good way, and there could be bonuses attached to that as well. The most important takeaway from all of this is that you want to make sure that you keep giving correct answers to the question, because that's what matters most, basically. So, in the end, we have an I'm assuming we have an understanding of how this game works.
Let's go!
Okay, yeah, perfect. All right, let me just do one quick thing here. Open this. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess I'll do that. Okay. That works. It's weird because I'm trying to open this thing on my iPad, and it's like on Word on my iPad. This thing decides to be slower than molasses, but if I open it on Dropbox, it works just fine. So, all right. So Richard here basically is my judge. So he decides if there's any specific questions that we want to do. The one thing I'll ask you guys before we officially start is, do you want to do any anime questions at all, or are you not wanting to do any anime stuff at all?
I'm not good at anime.
I know nothing
the
about
anime,
anime
questions are more than likely 50-50 shot questions. So basically, I will come to you and I'll say, is the correct answer either this or this? If you have no idea, you could basically win. You can win free stuff. Want to write for this free stuff?
Sure.
Just wait till the next game, and then you can be the contestant. These are just right here.
Oh,
all right. Okay. Richard, is there a specific question you want to do? Now I know you've seen this game before.
Yep.
Some of the questions might be repeat questions if you were paying attention to any of my previous panels, but more than likely, it's probably going to be very hard to still remember any of that.
Oh.
Eight.
Let's go to eight. Is this the classic one? Classic one, yes, that we've done many, many times before. All right, before ready, here's the first question, basically. We're going to reset the bank to 100 yen here. Oops, someone wanted
to. I'm on buzzer duty, too, aren't I?
I can do it. Oh, sorry. All right, I'll do the buzzer duty.
Okay.
I got it. Okay, here we go. So I've done this question many times at previous conventions. Let's see how well you can do with it this time when I bring it to Furcation Land in 2024. You need to pay attention to this one. To survive this round, name me any U.S. state you want, but it cannot begin with a vowel. It cannot begin with A, E, I, or U. It has to begin with a consonant. Any state you want out of the 50 United States states. There are 38 correct answers to this. If you name them all, you all survive, and I'll throw in an extra bonus into the bank if you do that, okay? Because it'd be very hard to do so. All right, before we do this, let's get everyone's names here, because I just realized that we need everyone's names. So... even though these don't say specifically main game, like it's 5, 6, 7, we can just pretend that it's main game number 1. Okay. What was your name?
JC.
JC?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anthrocoon.
Yeah, that's right. Anthrocoon.
Xavier.
Dirigo.
How do you say it?
D-I-R-I-G-O.
Dirigo.
I know what that means. It's the official state motto of Maine. It means
you
I direct you. Or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I control.
I
okay. All right. So, you four ready?
Yep.
Hi.
Here we go. We're going to start with JC. Name me any U.S. state that begins with a consonant.
Maine,
of course, is the right answer. That's one.
Vermont.
Vermont's two.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire's three. Good job.
Delaware,
good job.
Massachusetts.
Yep, my home state.
Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
Missouri.
Missouri's good, yep.
Florida.
Hang on.
West Virginia.
I'm giving him time to cross it out. West Virginia.
Yep.
Good. That's now 10 answers. All right, go ahead.
Virginia,
yep.
Nebraska,
yep.
California,
good job.
Nevada,
yep.
North Carolina.
Wyoming,
yep. And now, you're up to 500 yen, guys. We now that's 16 answers that we've gone through, so we're almost halfway through the list. It goes up at 50 yen for every correct answer now. Okay, go back to JC.
North Dakota.
North Dakota, yep.
Hawaii.
Hawaii, good job.
Missouri.
Missouri, was that already said?
Yep.
It was already said. No, I'm sorry, but you're not out of the scheme yet. Let's see if Dirigo can basically eliminate you.
Georgia.
Georgia, nice job. All right, give him a round of applause, though. Come on, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Come on in, join the fun. You win some free stuff. Yes, win some free stuff. All right, you can sit down, but you're not necessarily fully eliminated because obviously, with the fact that we don't have a ton of people in here, we might come back up afterwards. Okay, so we got pretty far there. That was what 18 answers I think we got through. So that we basically got through halfway through the list there. All right, now here's the question that I'm gonna do the unanimous decision based on if they want to stay on it or not. Do you three, by unanimous decision only, want to stay on this question, or do you want to move on to something else?
Stay. Go and do the
unanimous
other 20
only. You have to say yes, otherwise we're moving on to something
16
else.
16 of them.
Let's move on to something else.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Let's see.
Oh,
I got one.
Midwest
Let's do nine.
States.
Next one.
I just kind of started forgetting what y'all said in the beginning, and I was like, I don't know, I'm going to repeat something.
I was checking the data as you went down.
No, me too.
Name second.
And then I started going to the middle, and I'm like, I forgot which ones I said.
Next one's going to be Louisiana.
Okay,
and
all right. Texas. Ready, guys? Here we go.
Yep.
Now, welcome to everyone that's joining. If in case you're wondering how this game works, basically, the goal is to basically just keep giving correct answers to a question that I'm giving, basically, and then you keep building money in a bank. Last person surviving wins the bonus, wins the money, and goes on to the bonus round. And I'm giving away good prizes if you win the, if you get to the grand prize. The guy got AirPods. I'm not joking around here. So you know what I'm saying? A lot of hundreds of dollars worth of stuff here. All right. So here we go. Here's the next question. I had over 100 questions made for this game. There's question 9 on this packet here. This one is fairly simple. And let's take a question that was used in the original 1978 show. And in case you don't know, this actual game itself is based off of a very short-lived game show on CBS from 1978 called Pass the Buck. It was only on for 3 months on TV. I've used this question before previous conventions, so here we go once again. To survive this round, name me any word that is spelled both the same, both forwards and backwards, also known as a palindrome. Okay? Think of 3- and 4-letter words to help you out with this, okay? Think of 3- and 4-letter words to help you out with this itself, all right? So, the last person that answered was actually you, so we go back to JC here. So, JC, name me anything that is spelled the same both forwards and backwards.
Bob,
of course. Yeah.
Noon,
very good.
Toot.
Yep, T-O-O-T. Very good. That's one I didn't think of. That's a good one. I like it.
Poop.
Of course, yes.
Boob.
Yes.
Dad.
Yep.
Mom.
Of course, yep. Mom and Dad. Now we're up to 1,000 yen, guys. Going up by 75 yen for every correct answer.
None.
Yes.
As in N-U-N, not N-O-N-E, but yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Good job.
One.
Pop. Pop.
Deed. D-E-E-D.
Nice.
This
is going to throw us off, really.
Right. I don't... Right.
5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No, time is up. You took too long. I'm sorry. All right. JC. No. JC, you have to give a correct answer to be the eliminator.
Tot.
What did you say that?
Tot. T-O-T.
Tot. Yeah, that's definitely good. All right. All right. Give a round of applause, though, guys. All right. All right. Down to 2 people. Down between JC and Anthrocoon, who's going to survive here. Did you want to do question 10 or do you want to do something else?
10 is pretty similar, kind of. No, 10's fine.
Okay. I've done this also before. Here we go once again. All right. This is going to be a very unique question, but also pretty simple. This one also came from the Direct 1978 show. I am only going to look for 10 correct answers total between you two. So basically 5 correct answers per person. You gave the last right answer, so we're going to start with Anthrocoon on this one. So for you both to survive, for you guys to survive this round, you must give me any person's name. However, their name must also mean something else, and basically have the secondary definition in terms of what their name means. And you need to let us know what it means. For example, the name Bill can be like a $1 bill, or it can be like a legal document, for example, like the Bill of Rights. So any person's name that has a meaning to it. and you are allowed to use nicknames, and I will not count spelling either. So if you say, if the name is like pronounced in a certain way, and if it's like spelled completely different compared to like the secondary definition as far as how it means, that's still fine. I'll still count that. All right, Anthrokun, give us any person's name that means something else.
Pat, like you pat a dog.
Very good job. Nice job. All right, JC.
John, like you used the John.
Of course, yes, like the bathroom. Yep.
My first name, Bob. You bob up and down.
Yep, also Bob for apples.
Yeah.
Dodge.
What was it?
Dodge.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I said you could, yeah, I guess, yeah. Dodge is also, that is a name, right? Dodge.
If you think so.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Okay. I don't think I've ever met a Dodge before.
Well, of course, if we're talking about the automobile... Well, I,
that was named
different.
After someone named Dodge, yeah?
Okay.
Matt, like a... Welcome, Matt.
Oh, good one. Yeah, nice. That's... How many answers? Five?
Yes.
Okay, we need five more.
Ford.
Ford. Like well, Ford Escape?
No, Ford.
Ford? Ford? Yes. Oh, no.
Okay.
A name? Okay, so... Oh boy, I'm trying to think of car companies or whatever. All of a sudden we're on this thing, oh no, I'm drawing a slight break.
Five, four.
Oh, Pat, like short for Petula?
What?
Pat, P-E-T, short for Petula. Like Petula Clark, the singer, they called her Pat, that boy, Pat. I don't know, it's a shot in the dark. Pet.
I'm going to give a mulligan on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to give me something else. That's too
I know. I'm trying to think. Oh.
Five, four, three, two, one. No. Sorry. You're not out.
I'm not out yet,
AC,
though. Okay.
You gotta, can you give me a
which he probably will.
Something
so.
That has not been said yet.
Juniper.
Juniper. Juniper. Oh, yes, like
a
the
juniper
flower.
Bush.
Yes, very
yeah,
good.
Very good.
I'm going to give you that. That's a correct answer. That's not incorrect. All right, give Anthrokun.
Oh, I still got it.
Yeah, that's very good. Yes. All right. But let's give JC a round of applause.
All right, very good.
Yeah. The game. All right. Now, here's the funny thing. No one said my name, Mike.
Oh,
the
Mike.
Microphone.
Right.
Or Mike.
No one said. No. Oh. My actual real name is Mike. Now, if anyone said Junior, I would have buzzed you off because that's not. That's a very unique name. All right, now, here's what I need to have you do for me. Your name actually runs in the
Ooh.
Ouch. All right, give me a number. So, 1 to 10, so just make sure I have this all correct.
What's next door? They're playing XTC.
Karaoke.
Yeah. How long is that going till?
I think it was going to be about 2 hours.
An hour and a half after this gets done. Or half an hour after this gets done.
I have to say, your jacket reminds me of 1990s Dixie Cups.
Thank you.
See, the retro style.
Yeah, it reminds me of a movie theater carpet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or a roller rink.
Okay.
Is this
my mom made this for me when I was probably like 13 or 14.
Pick a number from 1 to 10. 10. Here's how the bonus game works. One, you need to pay attention to this, okay? So see how we have a pyramid here? Basically, of four different rows. So here's how the bonus game works itself. You have four potential ways to actually win the 5,000 yen that we have available here. Here's how we do it. We go to the bottom row here, at the very bottom here, and the bottom row has four potential hidden answers to any question that's...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. It's going to be very distracting, too, so you got to really think about this, okay?
This feels very Japanese. Like,
I mean, it is Japanese.
Yes. Okay.
More potential questions you can ask.
Name as many things as you can in a 15-second time span, okay? As many things as you possibly can. Sling out as many things as you possibly can in 15 seconds, okay? If it's not there, keep saying stuff. The most important thing here, take a look. Reveal the question. Name any chocolate bar brand seen here in the United States.
Okay.
15 seconds, and as soon as I say go, you have to name as many things as you possibly can. You get as many, if you get all four revealed, you win the money. If you get at least one, you'll survive the question, and then you'll go up to the next round above that will have three hidden answers to another question. Four potential questions here. Ready?
Yep.
15 seconds. Ready? Go.
Hershey's, Goodyear, 100,000 grand bar.
Who were the ones you said at first?
Hershey's and 100 grand bar and Goodyear.
There's some very obvious ones you missed there. What are some of the ones that JC didn't say?
Did you say Hershey?
Three Musketeers.
Three what? Musketeers, yep.
I never considered that chocolate bar.
That's a chocolate bar. No, chocolate Twix is good. That's one of my favorites, but...
Are you counting, like, mounds and stuff? Milky Way mounds?
And then
almond joy?
The most obvious one, probably aside from Hershey, Snickers.
Snickers, okay.
Yes, and then finally, Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
I didn't get the other.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody would have got Baby Ruth.
Yeah, well, again...
I can't figure out
about those. I'm sorry if you didn't survive the question, but you did win a lot of money. How much did you win for that first game? I think it was, like, what, 1600 or something like that? Alright, I'm going to give you an even 1700 for that first game. So, alright. Yep. JC, give him a round of applause. Come on. Now, you get to stay up for the next main game, basically. So listen to horrible people sing as we get three new contestants up. Who wants to play? Come on up. Do either of you two want to play?
No, I don't think so.
You don't want to play the game at all? Win free stuff? I these questions can be about absolutely anything. Even if you have no idea, you have a chance to win. Your odds are very good in your favor.
I'll try.
Give it a shot.
Come on up. Give it a shot.
Let's put it this way. I was stupid enough not to name a candy bar. Yeah. Right? So much about to the last round.
Like our practice one was just named as many as you can.
I just went into a brain freeze at one point. I probably could have kept going. All of a sudden, boom!
When they said chocolate bar, I thought solid chocolate.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right, so both of you are coming up. You can pick a seat. Yeah. Just to make sure, if you want to scrunch him, it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So I don't want to give this one of these questions if there's no familiarity. Have all of you guys seen Whose Line Is It Anyway? No, Whose Line? Okay.
I mean, I know what that is, but I'm old.
What were your names? Your names?
Pepper.
What was it?
Pepper. Like, nice. Like the vegetable?
Like salt, yeah, like salt and pepper.
Oh,
wait, no, I don't know. What was your name?
Opal?
JC, Pepper, Opal, and Pike, here we go. What do you want to do as our next question?
Trying to do something a little bit more.
Okay,
29.
I'm going to have to remember next year to tell him, do not place me with Carol.
Oh, yeah. How many panel rooms are there, though? You know, there's only a certain amount of panel rooms available.
Are we really doing this question? Oh my god.
Do it.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
20?
Really?
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. You ready? JC, listen to this. JC, you're going to start. Let's create a ridiculously not long number with this question. To survive this round, this is very simple. I'll give you a single digit number. Your answer must then be one digit longer than the previous given answer, and it has to include the previous digits from the answers before you. So here's an example. The number 7, then you can say 78, and then you can say 789, and then you can say 7,895, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
If we can get to the 100 billion mark, which is 12 digits, then everyone survives and we'll add a bonus into the bank. So just think of the digits that have been set, okay? All right, you know what? I won't even start with a number. I'll basically, okay, you know what? Yeah, I will set the number. All right, here's the number to begin with, 6.
Can I conspire with you guys?
Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Just go down the number line.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, 67.
Oh, it's okay. 67.
670.
670, okay.
6,701.
Okay, yep. 6,701, okay. 4 digits so far, and you've got a 5.
Best stage.
Sorry.
three, two, one. Nope, time's up. Sorry. All right, you've got to give the next right answer, though. Okay?
So you said we're at four digits.
The four digits was the last one, so now the next one's five.
67,013.
That's good. That is good. All right. Let's get Pike a round of applause, though, guys. That was honestly, if you think about it, though, that's actually kind of a tough question. It's not exactly as easy as you might think. All right. So, down to three players.
I'm like trying not to pick the specific ones. Like, there's a Pokemon question.
I got a good one. Well, I mean, I think a generic one would be 102.
Oh, that's really boring. Okay.
Yeah. How many people are in that room next door?
A lot.
Could close the door. That may help a bit.
No, it's this
no,
wall.
No, it's this wall.
It's the wall.
Yeah, the
that's
wall
the problem.
Really
yeah.
Block much of the sound.
It
I know.
Last year at Winter's panel.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Oh, it happened
gonna,
at Furry Delphi.
Crank up the volume for my J-pop panel. When
Furry Delphi playing yeah. Family Feud. They had a rock band next door.
But yeah, like
right,
next,
here we go.
Next year definitely don't do this at the same time as karaoke.
Yeah,
oh.
This is the same time as karaoke.
Yeah, because they do say do you want this slot or do you want to change it? Tell them change it.
I didn't realize.
Although you don't realize that's right. You don't know what its opposite.
And
so you
I,
have no
and
way
I also didn't know what room it was going to be.
Yeah, that's true
karaoke.
Too.
All right, here we go. With hopefully the worst of the pandemic behind us, let's see how well you know your surroundings of a certain type of establishment that was hardest hit from everything that happened. So to survive this round, this is very simple. Name anything you might typically see if you went to any type of bar. Any bar itself. Okay, here we go. JC, you were the last person to answer. So basically we go to Pepper next. Just name anything if you went to a bar.
People drinking.
People drinking, yep, of course. We'll just say people. We'll simplify that.
Chairs,
of course. Good job.
Bar nuts,
yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, and so we'll just simplify that to nuts.
Yeah.
Because they could serve cashews, peanuts,
yeah.
Any almonds, anything like that. Okay? So no more nuts, okay? Okay, Pepper, go ahead.
Bartender,
very good job. Yeah.
Bathroom sign,
yeah.
Lemons.
Yeah. That's good, yeah.
Chairs
was said. No, you said that. Oh no, Pike already said chairs. Yep. So, Pike, name anything that hasn't been said yet, and you eliminate Pepper. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep. I got you two commits. So. Okay, go ahead. Pike is still here in spirit.
A sink.
Yeah, definitely. I will give that to you. All right, give a round of applause to Pepper, everyone. Yep. Sink is definitely a good answer. And here you are thinking you didn't want to play. You weren't good at this game. You're already in the final two. Let's see.
Oh, gosh. Don't fuck me up.
The pressure's on.
Hey, you got this.
You lost.
107.
Very, I like this one. Yep. Okay, here we go. Back to the good old USA States. And you really have to think about this question, okay? So, to survive this round, you're going to start first, JC. And this is a bonus round worth 10,000 yen for you, by the way. Okay?
Okay.
To survive this round, name me any of the eight United States states that begin and end with a vowel. Any of the eight U.S. states that begin and end, the first and last letter, and are a vowel, okay? All right, name me anything, but let's go.
Wyoming.
No, that's not
ends
right!
That ends in a consonant.
No!
Oh, oops.
Opal, can you win this game?
You can steal
Arizona.
It.
Arizona, you win the game! Oh. Look at that! Wow!
Alaska, Ohio,
wait a minute. Why
Alabama.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
Well, that's right. There's two consonants. It's not just that.
Well,
maybe where it's Wyoming. Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah.
You are going to the bonus round. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Pick a number from 1 to 10 except for 10.
7.
7? Okay. I'm going to find it here. last bonus round?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so you're familiar with at least how it works. Okay.
Yeah.
There's going to be four hidden answers on this first row here. Name as many things as you possibly can. I'll give you some time to think about this. Here we go. Past or present, name any variation of the soft drink Pepsi. Okay? So, and I'll be honest, some of these are extremely a couple of these are extremely obvious, but the most important thing, just say as many of these as you can. If you get all four, you win the money, but if you get at least one, you survive the question. Okay? Any variation, specifically of Pepsi, not of the Pepsi brand, like other drinks that Pepsi like owns, like Mountain Dew, specifically just Pepsi. Okay? 15 seconds.
Okay.
Ready? And go.
Diet Pepsi, sugar-free Pepsi. Cherry Pepsi.
Pepsi Max?
These last two are going to be tough.
Max?
Say. The first two were the obvious ones. These last two would have been very tough. What's the retro one that came out in the 90s?
Oh, throwback.
Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, Crystal.
And then one that was not a very popular hit in the early 2000s. Pepsi Blue.
Pepsi Blue.
Oh, my God. I was trying Blue Raspberry or something.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Throwback, which is like it had sugar in it. For a while, they brought it back with like the old logo. All yeah,
right.
Throwback.
Yeah, okay. You won an extra 200 yen right there. Nice job. That's good. Okay. Let's keep it going here. Here's the next one. Okay. I did this question in Anthro New England. The person could not reveal any of the answers, even though one was extremely obvious. Name any well-known city in the United States that begins with the letter C. Any very well-known city, okay? Do you think I should think about this, okay? I'll let that finish singing. All right. Okay, you ready? 15 seconds. Ready, go.
Oh, gosh. I'm
honestly not C. Major, major cities. This first one's so obvious.
I'm struggling. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. No. What is... Okay, tell me what the most obvious one is.
Chicago.
Cincinnati.
Cleveland. Yeah. Cincinnati.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said...
Yes.
Concord. Yes.
Concord, okay,
Concord,
yeah.
New Hampshire. I mean, it's the capital of New Hampshire.
And yep. It's also...
Yep. But that being said, I mean, you still... I'm going to give you exact... So between that last question... And also what you got in the main game, I'll make it an even 1,000 yen for you. So, all right. Square round of applause, guys. Come on. Now, you get to see it for the next game, okay?
Okay.
All right. Who wants to play that has not played yet? Not played yet. You haven't played yet, and you haven't played yet. So come on up. Who else wants to still play again? All right. Come on up, back up. Yes. All right.
Don't go easy on me.
Now I can't do the Pokemon one because I know you're playing the Pokemon game.
Do you want to be in the last position or do you want to be in the first position because you won the game?
It's up to you.
About an important item that we all use in our everyday lives. to survive this round, you must name me any person that has been on any piece of United States currency. We are only looking for currency that came out after the 1900s, because like they were all over the place like before that in the 1800s, so I'm not looking for stuff like that. So, this list also does include denominations that are larger than $100, if you somehow know who that is, but I'm not necessarily looking for that, but if you can name it, good for you. And it also includes certain presidents that are on faces of gold coins that came out between 2007 and 2010. Okay? Here's an easy bonus. If you can name me what piece of currency they're on, specifically. So I'm only looking for the person. I'm not looking for any, like, specifics. But if you can name the specific, I'm going to throw in an extra bonus into the bank. And if you get, but if you give me the wrong currency they are on, I will be buzzing you out. So it's a little bit, a little tricky, basically. And if you can name multiple currencies that are on, I'm going to basically, I could potentially triple or even quadruple the answer. Okay? Miles, we'll start with you. Name me any person that has been on any currency.
Jackson.
Jackson, yes. And can you name anything that Jackson has been on?
20.
Yep, that's correct. Anything else?
I don't think he's on anything else that I can think of.
He's on the gold $1 coin, but I'm not. But you don't have to worry about that. You still got a double answer. All right, Xavier, name anyone.
Grant.
Grant? Yes. On what?
50.
Yep, good job.
Washington is on both the $1 bill and a quarter.
Yep. Nice. But he's also technically on the $1 coin, too, but you got two of them anyways. All
right. So it has to be on the bill, though, right? Or can it
anything.
Be on the coin? Okay.
Yep. Any piece of currency. Okay. Nope, was not. On what? You would, well, what were you going to say? You were going to say. Yeah, that's correct. What else? Anything else? Also the penny.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, back to Miles.
Ben Franklin.
Yes. On what?
$100 bill.
Yes, correct.
FDR.
On what?
A dime.
Yes, correct.
Alexander Hamilton.
Yep. On what?
10.
Yep. Nothing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm sorry. Miles, back to you. Can you eliminate the champ? 5, 4.
Does second do we account?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I'll give that to you. But as a free guess, well, actually, but this is important. Do you want to take a guess, or are you going to pass as far as...
I'll pass.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I know what it was, but I don't want to bust myself out. I'm not getting wrong.
Give a round of applause to the champ, everyone. It was only on the $1 coin.
I was like 99% sure it was on the $1 coin.
All right.
The
most obvious one, what was the most obvious one that was not said?
The $10 bill. I don't know.
Thomas Jefferson. And some of the other ones that were not said. Dwight Eisenhower on the $1 coin, the older $1 coins.
I don't think anyone would have gotten that.
Franklin Pierce was on the gold $1 coin, which actually surprised me because he's like one of the worst presidents of all time.
They all get one.
Grover Cleveland was on the $1,000 bill. James Buchanan, gold $1 coin. James Madison on the $5,000 bill. And James Monroe, gold $1 coin. John Adams, $1 coin. John F. Kennedy, $0.50.
Yep.
Yep. Woodrow Wilson, the $100,000 bill.
Also, Ben Franklin
was he? Well, I don't have that here, but...
Is Susan B. Anthony on there?
Yes, $1 coin, yep. And then there was something else that I missed here. There was...
They went to the $2 bill.
Salmon P. Chase, $10,000 bill.
Yes, there is the $2 bill.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, $2 bill. All right.
73.
Are we really? Yeah. This one, I feel like this one's not going to be fair to everyone, though. I can't do this one.
Okay.
This one, I'm going to tell you what this one is. Naming any city or town in New England, but their name must include the word either north, south, east, or west.
Oh, we'd be here forever.
Yeah.
We'd be here forever.
I got to delete that question. The last time I did that, it was...
Define town.
Exactly.
Well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was actually...
I'm from Pittsburgh. I don't know anything.
South Portland's all what I can think of.
Yeah, like we'd be here all night if it was that one. Because there are a lot of them.
want to do 105? That's a different one I've never done.
That's not promising. Let me...
This is a unique one. Okay. This is... this. Okay. So beforehand, I've done questions about where we go across the Atlantic to go to Europe. Let's go a little bit further south. Across the Atlantic we go. Here we go. But this time to Africa. To survive this round, name any country in Africa itself.
Egypt.
No. You're not the first person to go.
Oh, sorry.
Because you already, you gave the last answer, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No. Who was the last person to answer? It was you.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah, so you're next. Okay.
Okay.
Any country in Africa. Let's go.
Cape Verde.
Yes, is a good one. Yep. Good. Yep.
I believe.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. It's technically Cabo Verde, but yeah, I'll give that to you.
Libya.
Libya? Yes.
Egypt, obviously, since I just mentioned that.
Algeria.
Yes.
South Africa.
South Africa, yes.
Congo.
Congo, yep.
Tunisia.
Yes. Good one.
Zimbabwe.
Yep.
Ivory Coast.
Yep.
Cote d'Ivoire.
Cote d'Ivoire. Wait a
minute.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Ivory Coast is, it is there, right?
Yeah, it's like, it's France. It's like Cote d'Ivoire.
It's just French. It's probably close to Ivory.
It should be in C. Cote d'Ivoire.
Yeah, it's under Cote d'Ivoire. Or something like that.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah. I said it. Okay. Perfect.
Mauritania.
Yes. Very nice. Was that Tunisia?
Yeah,
was that already said?
That.
No.
Oh,
Tunisia was already said. All right, Miles, can you be the eliminator?
Madagascar.
Madagascar is absolutely
yes.
Right. All right, give a round of applause, Miles. Wow.
Good try, though.
Miles and Xavier, who's going to win the money here? Up to 1,000 yen. All right. Any good question you want to do?
Are you guys Pokemon fans? I mean, I know the franchise, but if
are
you don't, then I'm not gonna. No. Okay. 13.
Which one? 13.
Oh.
Good one.
Oh no.
I've done this one before, and here we go. All right. Let's now, it's going to start the last person to answer is free, so it goes back to Xavier. Here we go. Let's see how well you know about a piece of technology that changed the music industry as a whole when it originally came out, as it has now officially been discontinued in 2022 by the company that made it. To survive this round, I will tell you various statements about one of Apple's most famous products, the iPod. And you just have to tell me whether that statement is true or false. Okay? I'm going to tell you a statement, just tell me if it's true or false, and you listen very carefully, okay? I did this question about a year or so ago, actually, a couple years ago, but I'm going to change the statements as far as what they were compared to what they were before and now what they now are. This is only for two contestants. These will not be easy to begin with, okay? They're going to start off pretty difficult. All of these statements have free bonus opportunities if you get if you answer the statement correctly, okay? Here we go. Ready, Xavier? Here's the first one. The very first iPod Touch was created in the year 2007. True or false?
False.
No, I'm sorry, that's true! Oh, I'm sorry, no. I'm sorry, it did come out in 2007. That's also basic, yeah. So here we go. This is, let's see. Okay. You ready? This is to win the game, Miles.
All right. I mean, it's 50-50 at this point, so.
Here it is. The last iPod Touch to have been released was the 6th generation model, which came out in the year 2018. Is that true or false?
Yeah, I'm just going to say false because I don't know.
That is correct. It is false. Give a round of applause to Miles, everyone. He wins the game.
I mean, that was a 50-50, to be honest.
Now.
Because I was not
question. Here's the statement. So both things were wrong. It wasn't the 6th generation. Do you know what generation it was?
I don't know.
As a free guess?
7th?
Yes, that's actually worth double. There you go. And also, what year was it? Not 2018.
2019?
Yes, it was! There you go!
I guess that's
sure. Wow. Miles wins the game.
I mean, just lucky guess.
All right. So let's see how Miles is on the bonus round now.
Yeah. Oops, I would not have gotten at it.
You won 1,225 right here, so nice job. Write this down. Miles, 1,225. Okay. Pick a number from 1 to 10 except for 10, and you picked 7, right?
I did 7.
Yeah, okay, so anything except for 10 and 7.
I'll go 4.
4? Alright. Just gotta find it here.
The 4.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Make sure this
is the 4. The 4.
Okay. Here we go.
Alright.
Ready? You've done this before. You know how this works.
Yeah.
Miles has actually had some experience in this game before at Anthro New England.
Yeah.
So here we go. Here's your first opportunity to win the 5,000. Here's the first question. Let's start off nice and shiny. Name anything that can be polished. Okay?
Alright.
Alright, think very carefully. 15 seconds. Think very carefully here.
Yep.
Got some in mind? Got your thinking cap on?
Yep.
All right. Here we go, guys. 15 seconds. Ready? Go.
Brass. A car. Falls. Like bowling balls or, no? Okay. metal. Glass.
You know something? I mean, with metal, you were kind of on the right track, but I'm still not gonna give it to you. I'm looking for a very specific word. But you got one. You did survive. That's what matters. All right. What was not said?
Silverware.
No.
Furniture.
Boots and shoes.
Shoes.
Okay. Yeah. Shoes. Yeah.
What about furniture? Polished furniture.
That wasn't on there. Okay. You said metal. Tables? I'm thinking, should I give you jewelry?
Okay, yeah, that...
But no, that
would... Yeah, that probably would have been a little more specific.
That would have been slightly more sick. And finally... Teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. All right. You got one. You survived. That is what matters.
Yeah.
Here we go to the second one. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here's one I've done in the main game before. Name anything you might need if you bought a new computer, okay? Anything you might need. Just
anything that I might need.
That you might need. I will say this. You might need it. Everything that I have hidden is technically not a necessity.
Okay.
So you might need it, not mandatory.
Okay.
15 seconds. Ready? Go.
Keyboard. Mouse. Monitor.
And I said there was a very specific reason why I said you might need it, but it's not a necessity.
Okay.
You know why? A webcam.
Okay.
And then, you're going to hate me for this next one. A flash drive.
Okay.
And then the final one, what a lot of people do, especially if they're gaming, headphones.
Okay.
Yes.
And most computers come with a mouse and a keyboard anyway, don't they?
Yeah,
I was thinking more
of... Not speakers anymore, but at least mouse and keyboard.
Miles, you ready for the next game?
Yep.
All right, let's get 3 new contestants. Who wants to come up and face Miles? All right. Yeah. You want? Wait. Do you want to come back up?
Are you sure?
Actually, well, I should say, do you want to come back up?
Are you sure?
I know.
Ask me another math question.
You want to come back up? It's a free opportunity to win stuff. You're not embarrassing yourself.
Oh, I'll give it up. Apparently.
Who had the longest gap between the last games in terms of being up? I think you. Yeah. So you come back up. Yep. You sure you don't want to come back up? Okay.
Thank you.
Who else wants to come back up then?
Okay.
All right. You know, you can back up, yes. Come back up, and then I'll have you come back up, because you already won money. All right. I'll have you come back up afterwards, okay? All right. Even though Opal won money, you still won more. So. All right.
Oh, yeah. How much did I get for that? 75, something
like that? You got 100 yen for that main game, so you're at 1,800. You know what? It'll be nice. I'll just round it up. Alright. Oh, wait, no. You're at 1,225. I'll round up to 1,500.
Alright.
Still in the lead.
1,500. Okay. So.
I made myself after a vegetable.
Yeah. Pepper, Miles.
Wells, who won 1500, and then
here we go.
Yep, that's right.
Here we go.
And Opal. And Opal has won how much? I think I gave exactly 1,000. So as far as a score check so far, so basically JC has 1700. Miles, you have 1500. Opal, you have 1000. So pretty good. I just gave you some water here.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Did you have a question, Richard, you wanted to do?
35.
Yes, good one. I like this question. Alright, here we go. Alright, so here we go to the world of food and drinks for this question. So to survive this round, and Pepper, this should be right up your alley. Alright, name any food or drink you want, but it cannot contain the letter E or the letter I in its name, okay? Any food or drink you want, it cannot contain the letter E or the letter I. If we ask, make sure you spell out the word. Now, you can use a brand name if you want to basically cheat the system. So, for example, if you say the word, I'm going to give you an example, so you cannot use this. So, instead of saying beer, if you said like a beer brand, like the Japanese beer brand Sapporo, S-A-P-P-O-R-O, you could cheat the system and get a correct answer, but then you can't say any other beer brands afterwards, basically. That makes sense because it's a type of beer. That makes sense, okay?
You say you can't have I or A.
I or E. So the letter E as in Edward or the letter I as in igloo, okay? Anything else is fine. But in any part of that word itself, it cannot have E or I. And it can be a brand name if you want, but when you say that brand name, that also represents the type of food that or drink that it is, okay? So if you said Sapporo, we obviously are disqualifying any other beer brands afterwards, okay? All right, so Pepper, give us any answer you want.
Eggs.
I said E or I. No! Come on! No. Wow! Miles, this is a very easy eliminator, right?
Carrots,
yes, absolutely.
I was really worried.
I'm sorry,
I was sweating out.
Take a seat. We won't give him a round. Give him a round of applause. Show a little love. All right.
It happens.
It happened in that last question with the estates question with Wyoming.
Yeah.
It happens. All right. I feel like we should stay on this question.
Okay.
Let's stay on this. You two didn't even get to answer. We're going to stay on this question. There's a lot of right answers to this, okay? All right. So we're going to stay on this question. Any food or drink you want cannot contain the letter E or the letter I. Go ahead.
Tomato?
Good job.
I just had to say it out for myself.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yogurt.
Good job.
Domino's.
Domino's for pizza.
That
still contains the letter I!
I said Domino's first.
But it still contains the letter I. Domino's does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no! Domino's and pizza both contain the letter I. I'm sorry. Miles, I'm sorry. All right, this is going to be a potential another very easy eliminator. Can you give us another right answer? Here we go.
Mustard.
Mustard is a good answer.
Yeah, that
yes.
Is a good answer.
Miles, give Miles a round of applause, guys. Okay, now, down to only two people, not much money in the bank. Do you both want to still stay on this question or move to something else? You want to stay on it or move something else?
Let's do something else.
Okay.
I eliminated myself doing this last time. Let's get wild. I said like the only two I knew, and I was like sweating it out.
Blown first year that's singing the song right now.
But I sure would have worked.
Or some of these. Or two.
Big, I didn't think of big.
62. Let's see.
62!
62. Okay. Oh, yeah. Ready? Okay. The last person. Who was the last person?
I said mustard. So.
You said mustard? Okay, go to Opal. Here we go. Feeling lucky? Let's see how well your luck is with the next question, since it's literally about card games. To survive this round, name me any type of card game that can be played with a standard deck of cards. Okay? Any type of game you play with a standard deck of cards, if it helps you any, think of games you would probably find in a casino. Okay? If you be specific with your answer if needed, if in case like certain card games have variations as far as how they're played, okay? Alright. 15 correct. Actually, we'll just do 10 answers, so 5 answers from each of you. So we're going to start with you, and then as long as you can give a total of 10 correct answers, you both survive. So Opal, give us anything, any type of card game.
Blackjack,
very good. Nice.
Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em, yes, is absolutely right. Yes, regular poker, we'll say regular poker, that's fine.
War?
War is, yep, definitely good, that's 4.
Go Fish,
that's 5.
Crabs?
No, craps is dice. No, craps is dice. All right. Opal, can you get back to the bonus round?
Maybe.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No. What would you say?
Yes.
That's good?
Yes.
That's good. Wow. Give a round of applause to Opal, everyone.
So there's a bunch of spoons in the middle of the table and the gaming space. And you,
it's usually a drinking game. I played it as a drinking game.
Yeah, you put down the cards. I can't remember the rule for putting down the cards, but once someone runs out of cards, they grab the spoon. And once someone grabs a spoon, everyone else has to grab the spoon. The one who gets the last one gets the pile.
Other games I'm thinking of, Baccarat. Bullshit.
Yep.
52 pickup.
isn't Rummy one of them?
Yeah.
Rummy's one of them. Solitaire. How could I forget about Solitaire? Yep. All right. Welcome back to the bonus round. Here you are, not thinking that you would ever make it this far, right? Okay. All right. Pick a number from 1 to 10, except for 10, 7, and what was that other number that Miles picked?
4.
So anything but 10, 7, and 4. 3? Okay. Let's see. I'm going to find this Okay, wait a minute. I just have to review this really quick because I want to make sure that this is that I'm not misleading here. I'm actually going to unplug this. Well, actually, I'm going to go to this first. Okay, I'm unplugging this first. Okay. Oh man. Oh my God. This one. Oh, this is. Look at. You got to see this. Look at that question. Oh, you can't see it.
Okay.
Yep. Hang on. I just gotta find my answer sheet for this. I know I have it here.
Not worried at all.
Here it is. I got it. Okay. Let's do this here. This song, really?
I've done this back here.
Yeah, I know this song. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Okay, oops. Oh, I just did I just close out this? This is not a bad song. I'm just surprised it's being sung in karaoke. Okay. All right, let's give Opal some motivation here, guys. Come on. I did this at Antherno England, and I need you to think about this very carefully. This first question, when I did this at Antherno England, this was worth 10,000 yen, and they couldn't reveal a single answer to this. But I feel like it's not hard if you know, if you at least have an idea about this, okay? Here's the first question. You ready? This is one of Steve Harvey's favorite questions from Family Feud. Past or present, name any very well-known female singer. So just think of, here in America, most popular female singers of all time. If there is like the most, they sell the most amount of CDs about out of any past or present. Past or present. I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint. I'm actually going to do something I normally don't do. I'm going to give you a small hint. Most of these artists that I have on here, I'll give you, I normally not supposed to do this, but I'm really being nice here. Three out of the four artists, unfortunately, are no longer with us, okay? One of the artists is still alive, but the other three are no longer with us, unfortunately. Just think of very famous female singers, okay? All right, just reveal one, and you survive the question. Ready? 15 seconds. Ready? Go.
Madonna, Cher, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, J-Lo.
Oh, yes!
Oh,
yes!
Yeah.
You got, yeah, round of applause for that, yes. Yeah. She, just at the last second.
Tina Turner, Streisand,
yes.
Whitney Houston.
And the final one is alive, and she's probably one of the most well-liked people in the entire world, basically.
Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, yes. Yeah.
Yep. All right. You got one at the very last second. You did better than the person in Anthro New England, so here we go. Got her again right there. Here's the next one. Okay. Before we do anything, how much money did we give you in the main game? Do you remember?
It was like 3050 or it was really a lot.
So Oval, right now, you're at we'll just say you're at 1500 pending anything that's still from this game, from this bonus round, okay? Alright. Name something that can be usually seen or found in a wedding. Very generic right there. Alright. 15 seconds. Ready? Go.
Bride, groom, cake, wedding dress, best man, suit, appetizers, drinks, cocktails, fields, rose petals, flowers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Minister or
the
rabbi?
The very obvious one, the rings.
Rings.
Yep. And then...
Something. Oh, something.
The officiant.
Officiant, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, rabbi
finally,
or... or a priest or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the final thing, I was hoping you would say this, a DJ or a wedding
band. A DJ, I was going to say that too, yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. But that's still all right. You still got 100 yen, and you're going back up to the next main game. That's going to be worth 10,000 yen if you win again. All right, give up a round of applause, guys. Yeah. Everyone wants to play. Pipe, do you want to try again? Come on.
It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on up. Come on up. Yeah, come on. All right. Who wants to come up that again? Okay.
Unless you want
to. Go ahead. You can come back up. Do you want to come back up, Anthracoon?
Yeah, I'll do one. Yeah.
And who has the longest gap between the last time they played? I think, is it...
just in the last game, so.
I think, you were just in the last game too, right?
Yeah.
So, we'll give you a shot here and come back up.
it won't be difficult.
Okay. Alright.
Just don't be like me.
Or me.
Excuse me, please.
Okay, so Opal, you're at 1600. You pass miles.
Oh, wow. There's five people up here.
I'm good.
It's supposed to be four or five. Is there five of us up here?
There's four, yes. Supposed to be four. Okay. Yeah, because you still want a lot of money. Give the people that have one a little bit of a chance. Okay. All right.
Or maybe we do that for the last round for people who have already won.
Yeah, we could do a tournament of champions. Okay.
This is like 20 minutes off.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end here.
Tournament of losers.
Where's the tournament of losers? don't say that.
I think we're all losers, right? Is that how it works?
I wouldn't call you guys losers. I mean, although I do want to see you guys. One of you guys almost went big.
Just did.
Okay. All right. So it's Xavier, and then Anthracoon, and then Pike and Opal. All right, what do you want to do?
98. I just like this whole page.
I think I did this at Anthro New England, actually. All right, Here we go. Xavier, we're going to start with you.
Okay. Here's the first question here. Let's do it. All right.
Let's get numbers involved with this one. To survive this round, give me any familiar or well-known phrase that contains a number in it. For example, three of a kind. Okay? Any familiar phrase at all that includes a number in it. Okay? Go ahead.
Dress to the nines.
Dress to the nines? Yeah, that's a good one, right? Yeah.
Top 40.
Top 40, okay.
Radio.
Yep, that's definitely a good one.
Three's a crowd.
What was it?
Three's a crowd.
Three's a crowd, yes. That's a good one, yep.
Four-leaf clover?
Four-leaf clover,
yep. You look like $1 million.
Well, yeah, I mean, I said that contains a number, and a million is a number.
Yep.
23 skidoo.
Yep, 23 skidoo, yep. Thank you. The good match game reference there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two turtle doves. It takes two to tango?
Yes.
Dirty dozen.
Good one.
100%.
Yep.
Does Baker's dozen count?
I'll count that.
Once in a lifetime?
Yep.
40 winks.
40, yeah. What was it?
40 winks. Like when you take a nap?
Yeah, I think so. That's a good answer, right?
Yeah.
Dirty dozen.
That was already said.
Oh, no. All right,
said.
I'm out.
All right, no, Pike, you got to give something that hasn't been said yet. Now, here's the thing: if you don't give a right answer, then you can eliminate both of them. So you got 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3.
High noon.
No, that's not. I'm sorry. All right, can you eliminate both of them? Five, four, three, two, one. No, this is the itch. Xavier, can you eliminate all three of them and win the game?
Six shooter.
Six shooter, is that good?
Yeah.
I think that's good. Is that good, guys?
I guess.
I think that is. Xavier, you win some money. There you go. Give a round of applause, guys. Xavier.
I would have said two infinity and beyond.
Two infinity.
Two. Infinity is technically a
number. Yeah, all right. Okay. Pick any number from 1 to 10. So you guys, all three are eliminated. But, again, we can give you at least one more main game. We have time for one more main game. All right. But you're playing the bonus round now.
Okay.
All right. Pick a number from 1 to 10. By the way, don't leave, because remember, you have your prizes.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Okay. 1 to 10, except for 3, 4, 7, and 10.
6.
6. Okay. This one might be a little tough, but you gotta really think here. You got Anthro Coon sitting right next to you as support here.
Thank you.
Okay. Ready? Ready? Okay. Here we go. Name something you might find on a Swiss Army knife, okay? Name as many things as you possibly can.
A corkscrew.
15 seconds. Ready? Set. Go.
A corkscrew. A can opener. A nail file, a blade, just a knife, pencil sharpener.
Oh! There's one very obvious one. Scissors!
I honestly didn't know. I don't know much about Swiss Army.
So you got 3 out of 4. That's really good. Alright, you win money there. Here we go. Here's the next one. You got to really think about this one, though, okay? Name any word that contains high as the beginning part of the word itself. These are not like two words. This is all part of one word. Okay? It contains the word high as the very first part of the word, and it's all just one word. Okay? Got some in mind? 15 seconds.
Highness.
Ready? Go.
Highness. Highest. Highfalutin. High horse.
No,
that was a hard one. That was
highway.
Highway. Oh, yes. And then, hopefully, nothing like this ever happens to you on the highway. If someone wants to steal your car, hijack.
Yeah.
And then finally, from a sports perspective, what do they show that are very highlights?
Highlights.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
All right. We got time for one more game. Who wants? You can come back up now. All right. Miles, you can come back up. All right. And I will give either one of you one more shot.
You've already won twice, so.
I'm sorry.
All right. Come on back up. Here we go. Last shot here. Alright, so you see here, you guys, I'll just give you 1,000 here. They used in the UK version of this show from the early 2000s to survive this round. Name me any math problem that you want where the solution is the number 20 using a combination of any two numbers that are no higher than the number 50. For example, if I was using like the word number 15, I would say as an answer 10 plus 5. The next person could say 20 minus 5, then you can say 25 minus 10, then you can say 30 minus 15, basically.
Okay.
Anything that...
It has to add 20 every time?
I'm just using 15 as an example.
Okay.
We're going to use 20 as the actual number. Sorry, no, that's fine.
That's
sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
That's okay.
20 is going to be the actual number, but as an example, if we were using the number 15, 10 plus 5, if 3...